Beijing decries bad faith actors for translating ugly Chinese internet posts. By John Hayward on March 25, 2022. China's state-run Global Times on Thursday unleashed an editorial tirade against bad faith, sick actors fed by antagonistic Western media, who have been running a malicious smear campaign against China on Russia-Ukraine issues by fiendishly translating the hideous things Chinese nationalist blowhards are saying on social media. The image of China and Chinese people in their depiction has been arrogant, populist, cruel and bloodthirsty, forcibly presented by them to the world through the use of various pejorative terms, the Global Times howled in its condemnation of the Great Translation Movement. Much of the Chinese Communist paper's venom was focused upon a group of some 53,000 Reddit users who call themselves Chang Length. The editorial did not bother accusing Chang Length members of incorrectly translating or fabricating the outrageous comments they found on Chinese social media. Instead, their sin was supposedly cherry-picking online outbursts to embarrass China. Starting from February, Chuanglong TV began hyping up the topics reflecting China's ugly face in Ukraine crisis, including amplifying statements such as the rumor China will import fleeing Ukrainian beauties, and tone-deaf comments that were made by a very small number of netizens and were widely condemned by the large majority of Chinese netizens. Chuanglong TV members mainly looked for and translated some radical views on the Russia-Ukraine conflict from Chinese social media platforms into English, and reposted them in the form of pictures juxtaposing the original text and the English translation. These crude translations have been echoed by many anti-Chinese media outlets and NGOs, such as SubChina and Radio Free Asia. As the compilation of sensational and eye-catching topics gained greater attention, members of the Chang Lang even started to engage in personal data search activities, publicly spreading the personal information of people they dislike in private conversations on the internet. Reddit moderators banned the Chang Lang subreddit at the beginning of March, leading many users to suspect the social media outlet had succumbed to pressure from the Chinese government. The official reason given for the banning was disclosure of personal information about one of the Chinese ultranationalists, or Little Pinks as they are often called, whose social media posts were translated by the group. Other sources continued raising the collective blood pressure at the Global Times by impudently translating what Chinese hotheads are saying on social media. A Twitter account called at @TGTM_official, purportedly the mothership for the Great Translation Movement, angered the Global Times by translating posts that blamed Beijing for supporting the Russian invasion of Ukraine. By scanning through hundreds of Twitter posts under the hashtags #GreatTranslationMovement, the Global Times found that many of the users active in posting and forwarding tweets are Chinese immigrants who left China for Western countries in previous years, the editorialists sneered. The article rambled on for 1,500 words, naming and attacking individual contributors to the Great Translation Movement hashtags and Twitter accounts, spraying a great deal of spittle upon a Twitter handle that has 17,000 followers. The crescendo of lunacy was reached when the Global Times accused this modest collection of dissident tweeters of inspiring criminal attacks against Asians living in the United States. The Global Times scoffed at Chang Lang's users for saying they should not be held responsible for hate crimes against Asians because people in the civilized world are capable of logical thought and separate individuals from groups. This is apparently a difficult concept for high-minded Chinese communist propagandists to grasp. The editorial concluded by suggesting China's response to the Great Translation Movement should involve enhancing official communications with the external world, including diplomatic and civil exchanges, using data and facts and well-told Chinese stories to counter the movement, as if there were not an overabundance of communist agencies and operatives doing that already. Thursday's hysterical screed was not the first Global Times editorial attacking translation groups. A furious op-ed last week from a former military official named Wang Chang, again running over 1,000 overheated words, denounced the Great Translation Movement as a subversive attack organized by sinister foreign operatives to wage psychological warfare against China and spark a color revolution in Beijing. In other words, an attempt to overthrow the Chinese Communist government. It is not entirely unreasonable to complain that cherry-picked comments from the loudest voices on social media can be used to make anyone and anything look bad. The problem is that translation groups are finding a lot of these comments from Chinese citizens, including a wave of particularly vile posts about Ukrainians after the Russian invasion. Also, the little pinks are not just noisy nobodies thumping their chests to impress each other. They have demonstrably affected the policies of the cruel and authoritarian Chinese state on several occasions, most recently including a successful campaign to ban the movies of actor Keanu Reeves because he participated in a long-running annual concert for Tibet.